Coming up on 5 Minute News. Biden angers France and EU with new Australia and UK initiative. Russia votes in parliament election without main opposition. And SpaceX launches 4 amateurs on private Earth-circling trip. It's Friday, September 17. I'm Anthony Davis. President Joe Biden's decision to form a strategic Indo-Pacific alliance with Australia and Britain to counter China is angering France and the European Union. The security initiative, unveiled this week, appears to have brought Biden's summer of love with Europe to an abrupt end. AUKUS, which notably excludes France and the European Union, is just the latest in a series of steps from Afghanistan to East Asia that have taken Europe aback. After promising European leaders that America is back and that multilateral diplomacy would guide US foreign policy, Biden has alienated numerous allies with a go-it-alone approach on key issues. France's foreign minister expressed total incomprehension at the recent move, which he called a stab in the back, and the EU's foreign policy chief complained that Europe had not been consulted. France will lose a nearly $100 billion deal to build diesel submarines for Australia under the terms of the initiative, which will see the US and Britain help Canberra construct nuclear-powered ones. But French and European Union officials went further, saying the agreement calls into question the entire cooperative effort to blunt China's growing influence and underscores the importance of languishing plans to boost Europe's own defence and security capabilities. Some have compared Biden's recent actions to those of his predecessor, Donald Trump, under Trump's America First doctrine. That's surprising for a president steeped in international affairs, who ran for the White House vowing to mend shaken ties with allies and restore U.S. credibility on the world stage. Though it's impossible to predict if any damage will be lasting, the short-term impact seems to have rekindled European suspicions of American intentions, with potential implications for Biden's broader aim to unite democracies against authoritarianism, focused primarily on China and Russia. After a few weeks of desultory campaigning, but months of relentless official moves to shut down significant opposition, Russia has begun 3 days of early voting today in a parliamentary election that is unlikely to change the country's political complexion. There's no expectation that United Russia, the party devoted to President Vladimir Putin, will lose its dominance of the State Duma, the elected lower house of parliament. The main questions to be answered are whether the party will remain its current two-thirds majority that allows it to amend the constitution, whether anemic turnout will dull the party's prestige, and whether imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny's smart voting initiative proves to be a viable strategy against it. The Kremlin wants control over the new parliament, which will still be in place in 2024, when Putin's current term expires, and he must decide on running for re-election or choosing some other strategy to stay in power. The other half of the seats are chosen in individual constituencies. These seats are also where the Navalny team's smart voting strategy could make inroads. The program sidesteps ideology in order to undermine United Russia, simply advising voters which candidate, other than the ruling parties, is the strongest in a single-mandate race. However, it's unclear how widely it will be used this year, after authorities blocked access to its website. The service remains available through apps, but Russia has threatened fines against Apple and Google to remove the apps from their online stores. The Foreign Ministry last week summoned U.S. Ambassador John Sullivan to protest election interference by American digital giants. SpaceX's first private flight streaked into orbit on Wednesday night with 2 contest winners, a healthcare worker, and their rich sponsor, the most ambitious leap yet in space tourism. It was the first time a spacecraft circled the Earth with an all-amateur crew and no professional astronauts. The Dragon capsule's two men and two women will be spending 3 days going around the planet from an unusually high orbit, 100 miles higher than the International Space Station, before splashing down off the Florida coast this weekend. It's SpaceX founder Elon Musk's first entry in the competition for space tourism dollars. Jared Isaacman is the third billionaire to launch this summer, following the brief space-skimming flights by Virgin Galactic's Richard Branson and Blue Origin's Jeff Bezos in July. At just 38, Isaacman made his fortune from a credit card payment processing company he started in his teens. Joining Isaacman on the trip, dubbed Inspiration 4, is 29-year-old Haley Arsenault, a childhood bone cancer survivor who works as a physician assistant where she was treated, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. Also along for the ride, sweepstakes winners Chris Sembroski, a data engineer from Everett, Washington, and Sean Proctor, a community college educator from Arizona. The recycled Falcon rocket soared from the same Kennedy Space Center pad used by the company's three previous astronaut flights for NASA. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of Warriors in Their Own Words, a podcast that presents the unvarnished, unsanitized truth of what we have asked of those who defend this nation. As a country, we need these stories more than ever. Stories from Americans who have borne the battle, including 30-year-old remastered interviews with veterans from World War I recounting their time in the trenches of Europe, and with veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and from our most recent conflicts in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other battlefields Americans may never have heard of. Hear their stories by listening to Warriors in Their Own Words wherever you find podcasts.